All right, Jabosai, good morning. Let us begin. So we are continuing in Zidkash at Sadik this morning in Os Mem Aleph. So remember again, just to review a little bit what we accomplished over the last 2 days, is Reb Sadik really introducing us to two incredible ideas. Idea number one was that when you go ahead and you have Emunah, when you possess Emunah, the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in all its three parts, as espoused by Reb Tzadok, so that saves you from Lo Yeh Lecha Elohim Achirim, that ultimately saves you from falling prey to false gods, whether those are theological false gods, or the different kinds of false gods that seek to derail us over the course of life. Part two, Reb Tzadok advanced, was this idea, quoting the Medrash Tanchuma, that every time we go ahead and we perform a mitzvah, a malach is created. And the job of that malach, it's interesting, because I think many of us associate that with things that we tell children. But in reality, it's correct. Every time we go ahead and we perform a mitzvah, a malach is created. And the job of that malach is to protect us, once again, from the dangers of the world, which on a very real level means that the more one bolsters themselves with holiness, ultimately, again, the more one is protected from the negative influences in life. There's one exception to that set of tzaddik, and one exception to that is the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokech. In other words, why is it that when I perform a mitzvah, a malach is created? It's midah keneged midah. It's reciprocal. Just like the mitzvos were given through a malach, through an agent, through a shaliach, through Moshe Rabbeinu, so too when I perform a mitzvah, I'm given a malach as well. But the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, which was given by the Ribono Shel Olam himself, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us that mitzvah. When I perform the mitzvah of Emunah, it's not a malach that I'm given, but rather I'm given the protection. I'm given the protection and the providence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now Reb Tzadik says, so b'pashtos, so what does that accomplish? So we're picking up now on page Tzadik Dalid. Well, actually, let's read it in the Biuria Chasidos, the bottom right-hand column. Ubimakom acher, amru chazal, ber nosef abriyas hamalach mikoach hamitzvah, ki me'etzem hamitzvah umahus hamitzvah, hanasis ayidea adam, never hamalach. So remember again, he's quoting this time from the Zohar, the same idea as you saw in the Medrash Tanchuma, namely, that when you go ahead and you perform a mitzvah, ultimately, again, a person creates a malach. Now, if you look in Shin Ayin Aleph, in footnote Shin Ayin Aleph, he says, Zelashono v'yimru lei, im tiska l'mitzvos, kol mitzvah u'mitzvah ya'avdun loch mina malach tov. But it's such an incredible yisod. Every mitzvah I do, I create a malach tov. V'ze al derech ma'asharam ba'avos, ha'oseh mitzvah achas fine. So v'gamzeh, I'm now in the left-hand column of the Be'oriya Hasidus, page Tzadik Dalid, he says, "V'gamze makbil b'mashe kiblu es haMitzvah ayde Malach kidalayel, ube'esem mahus mitzvahs Anochi Hashem Elokecha." But of course, as you mentioned before, the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the mitzvah of Emunah, that what shekiblu akol Yisrael mipi Hakadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmo, that we received that mitzvah through the Ribono Shel Olam, hare mahusa nisachades mamish be'elokuso Yisbarach. So we'll see, here's the issue. So the issue is, what Reb Tzadik is now saying is, if we follow the construct that a mitzvah creates a malach tov, so what does the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, what does the mitzvah of Emunah create? Right, so I understand what Reb Tzadik was saying before is that every single time I go and I do a mitzvah, I create a malach tov. So what does that mean? What that means is that malach's job is to protect me. I create protection for myself through the mitzvahs I perform. So when I perform the mitzvah of Emunah, I also create protection, but instead of the malach protecting me, ultimately again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects me. Now Reb Tzadik quotes the Zohar, and the Zohar's Lashon is that when a person goes ahead, so it's a very interesting distinction, Lashon, listen to this for just a moment. The Medrash Tanchum that we were quoting before, the Lashon was, Asam Asa Adam Mitzvah Achas, Mosrin Lo Malach Echad. Person does a mitzvah, the Ribono Shel Olam gives them a malach. And again, what's the job of that malach? That malach's job is to go ahead and protect me. Then Reb Tzadik says, okay, when you perform the mitzvah of Emunah, because Emunah, Anochi, was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not given a malach to protect you, but rather it is the Ribono Shel Olam himself who ultimately protects me. Now Reb Tzadik is quoting the Zohar, and this is very interesting. The Zohar's Lashon is that ultimately when a person goes ahead and performs a mitzvah, a malach, a yidea adam nivra hamalach. A malach is created. So Reb Tzadik says something amazing. He says, okay, so if according to the Zohar, it's not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me a malach, but I create a malach through my positive, dynamic, spiritual activity, if that's actually what occurs, so I have a different question. So then what happens when I perform the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha? It can't be that what? Can't be that I'm creating a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, you hear the chilek over here? According to the Tanchuma, I'm given a malach. So just like I'm given a malach to protect when I do a mitzvah, I'm kiviyachol given a Kadosh Baruch Hu when I perform the mitzvah of Emunah. But according to the Zohar, it's not just a pshat that I'm given a malach. I create a malach. So what's the parallel process for Emunah? When I engage in Anochi Hashem Elokecha, what is it that I am creating? It can't be that I'm creating a Kadosh Baruch Hu, obviously not. So what am I creating? And look what Reb Tzadik says. This is so incredibly beautiful. He says, "Ube'etzem hamahos mitzvah sanochi, Hashem lokach shekiblua, muvan shenivra mitzvah niskavazu." Listen to this. Kiviyachol hiskalus hashkachas Hakadosh Baruch Hu bi'atzmo, below ayidei malach, b'mocho v'daito shel zahaman bo yisbarach b'tzura shabriya chadasha mamish. Reb Tzadik says, do you know what you create through the mitzvah of Emunah? You create a new you. Isn't that incredible? Right? Through the performance of a regular mitzvah, I create the new malach, nivra malach chadash. Right? Ultimately, again, but through the performance of the mitzvah of Emunah, I have the ability to create something much greater than another malach. I have the ability to recreate myself. When I engage in Anochi Hashem Elokecha, when I bolster and I reinforce my emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my belief in Avoshai, we're going to say that belief in all the ways that we discussed before, when I reinforce that belief, I create a new me. Reb Tzadik says, what's the pshat? He says, because what emunah has the ability to do is to take someone who's even an Efes Mukhlat. Because, you know, Efes Mukhlat means like mamish, like I'm on the bottom of the barrel. Like nothing is going right. I'm not doing anything productive. Yet when I go ahead and I reinforce my emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have the ability to recreate myself, Yesh Me'ayin. Something from nothing. He goes on. Hainu, Shahaya b'moaf aleiv atum. Boss, what does that mean, something from nothing? Because if in my life beforehand, I was living life with a closed mind and a closed heart. Mikol hakara b'alokusa yizbarach. V'hayisa nitpeses etzlo mitzias Hashem yizbarach ke'ein ka'ein chas v'shalom. So we'll say sometimes in life, I'm going through life with a closed heart and a closed mind. I'm not open to anything. I'm not open to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not open to spiritual growth. I'm not even open to becoming the best version of me. But then when I go ahead and I engage in Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and I do whatever I can to reinforce my emunah, my belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have the ability to recreate myself, to open my heart, to open my mind, and to create a new me. He goes on. Amnam bekoach is atzmuso v'iskaschuso l'hamin b'emuna brura b'Hashem yisbarach shu matzui zocha ha'adam l'hiskalos brura l'yos nivra u'mishadish bo hakara mamish sh'Hashem yisbarach yesh ha'matzui ezdomus. Which Rabbi say, just to understand the logic of it. The logic of it is that the Ribono Shel Olam is the ultimate borei, is the ultimate creator. That's if you want to know what the dominant identity of the Ribono Shel Olam is, it is as a borei, as a creator. So when I reinforce my belief in him, says Reb Tzadik, I too tap into that creative ability. So when I am mechadish and I reinforce my emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that gives me the koach to recreate myself. Va'al yidei is arusa his orus upsicha saliv. Afilim hikitana ma'od shegod lahiraki chuda shamachar mitasa sheniftach lo acharkach kepischo shel ulam. And it will say all it requires. Reb Tzadik then goes on to say, you know, this he's borrowing from the famous phrase of the Gemara, the Chash Baruch, who says to us, pischuli pesach kimachat. Just open for me a little opening, like the size of the eye of the needle. And ultimately, again, that's all I need to affect incredible, dramatic change. All a person needs is a spark of emunah. All the person needs is a spark of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. All the person needs is a little bit of a reinforcing and working and reestablishing that sense of belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all I need. That's all I need. And once I have that, once that begins, then at the end of the day, I have the ability to recreate myself. So I will say, it's such an incredible dynamic. We went from when you engage in the mitzvah of Emunah, yes, you have the ability to go ahead and get the protection and the providence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we've transitioned, Rabbi Sai, now to when I engage in the mitzvah of Emunah, it literally gives me the koach to recreate myself. That when I reinforce my belief in the Creator, that gives me the ability to recreate myself. Even if my heart is closed, my mind is closed, even if everything is shut off and closed off, when I go ahead and I reinforce my belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have the ability to reinvent myself. We'll say, what an incredible thing, because so often in life, we spend so much time focusing on beautiful things, like Torah, like mitzvahs, like all these different incredible things, which are all incredible. But yet, again, sometimes I forget about this thing called Emunah, and the ability to, says the Talmud, to spend some time every day to think about this idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the cause for everything. Nothing happens without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Rambam's Yud Gimel Ikarim, right? But you don't have to use all 13. It's just the belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who runs my life, who runs the world. Agamzu Latova. Everything has a toeles. Everything is for my benefit. I'm so beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All these things, to reinforce them day after day after day, not only provides me with divine protection, but ultimately, again, allows me to tap into that ultimate divine power, that power of creation and recreation. We'll stop over here. We'll pick up Ibn Hashem with Mem Beis on Monday.